The Call of Islam presents Distortions of Ashura.
Ashura, Popular Distortions and Our Responsibility by Martyr Murtaza Mutahhari.
من به طور نمونه یه قسمت‌هایی را عرض می‌کنم. بعضی از اینها مربوط به وقایع قبل از عاشورا است.
I will cite some instances of tarif, of which a few relate to the events that occurred before Ashura. Some during the days of his final halt at Karbala in the month of Muharram. I will also mention some of them that relate to the days of his family's captivity and some about the imams who lived after the event of Karbala. However, most of them will relate to the day of Ashura itself. It is essential to mention a point at first, and that is that the people are responsible in all these cases. You folks who attend the majlis sessions imagine that you have no responsibility in this regard and think that it is only the speakers who are responsible. The people have two major responsibilities. The first is that of nahi anil munkar, forbidding what is wrong, which is obligatory for all. When they find out and know, and most of the time they do know, that a narrative is untrue, they should not sit in that gathering. It is forbidden to sit in such gatherings, and one must protest against them. Secondly, they must try to get rid of the eagerness and expectation which the hosts as well as the audience attending the majlis have for the majlis to become fervid, and there should be impassioned mourning, and the majlis should not get feverish with cries of the mourners. The poor speaker knows that if he were to say only things that are true and authentic, the majlis will not get into a frenzy and the same people will not invite him again. Hence he is compelled to add something. The people should get this expectation out of their heads and refrain from encouraging the kind of fictitious narratives which kill the soul of Karbala and work up the mourners into a frenzy. The people should hear the true narrative so that their understanding and level of thinking is elevated. They should know that if a sentence creates a tremor in one's souls and attunes it with the spirit of Hussein ibn Ali, as a result, one small tear were to come out of one's eyes, it is really a precious station. But tears drawn by the scenes of mere butchery, even if a deluge, are worthless. The expectation of the people that the majlis should go wild with mourning is itself a source of falsehoods. Accordingly, most of the fabrications that have occurred have been for the purpose of drawing tears and nothing else.